Item number one is a rezoning for property on the north side of Pandora Avenue West between Day and Winona Street under file DAZ 211 of 2010. Mr. Chairman, I believe you have the registration slip there for the first item.
I do. The applicant here is Brian Ward, representing the City of Winnipeg Property and Development Department. Brian, if you'd come forward. Again, all proceedings are digitally recorded. If you just state your name and address for the record, when you have a seat at the end. Just here. Just for this one?
My name is Brian Ward. I'm 1530 Fort Street, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Very good.
Okay, so I'm a planner with the City of Winnipeg Planning, Property, and Development Department. And I'm here as representing the director as the applicant for a rezoning of 8 properties on Pandora Avenue West. The director is applying to rezone the 8 properties from manufacturing to commercial and residential to align the zoning with the current land uses of the property, to match the zoning with the character and vision for downtown Transcona, and to clean up the city's zoning bylaw. I'm here today and would be happy to answer any questions of the committee and to hear any concerns from anyone who would like to speak for or against this application. And I'd also be happy to elaborate on the report if the committee would care for that. I don't have any other comments unless the committee would like some
additional. Just for everyone's information, this was started as a motion that originally came out of this committee, basically requesting this be done. Is that correct?
That's correct. The councillor for the area made a motion to have these properties rezoned to align them with the current land uses and the historical land uses of the properties, and to align them with the vision, I guess, for downtown Transcona.
Okay.
A recommendation was also made in the proposed PDO that this rezoning be done.
Okay, very good.
So this is consistent with the uses today, the zoning they're proposing?
That's correct. The uses today, some of them are non-conforming uses with the M1 zoning. All of the uses will conform with the proposed zoning, the C2 and the R2 zoning.
Can you just stay in the C2? Yep. Are you done? Go ahead. Councilor White.
C2 on the furthest to the west on Pandora.
Yep. Can you speak up, please?
Oh, sorry. The C2 furthest to the west on Pandora, does that include?
Thank you. Being loud has never been a problem up until now, but the C2 on Pandora, where does it take you to in terms of what you're proposing to make C2 on the the western end of this section of road of land?
The western portion of the C2 is the hotel property and the parking
lot. I meant the eastern.
Okay, the eastern is the two properties that's currently used by the gas station.
Okay.
And car wash and the...
Yeah.
I guess parcel number 3 is part of that gas station property, and that's where the propane tank is. So it's the
furthest one to the west?
They start from the west.
Can you bring it here?
Yeah,
if you don't
definitely.
Mind?
Thanks.
This is regarding a public hearing in downtown Transcona. Yeah, this is not regarding the other public hearing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the gas station and the car wash.
Right.
This is the propane.
Okay, so I was just,
area.
So the pink you have painted there.
Is the R2.
Is the R2. So the single family house, that's what I was curious. The first single family is there. Okay, and that's going to be the?
R2.
The R2, right. So the C2 is 3 and 4.
The C2 is in the pink.
The pink, okay.
And the R2 is in the yellow.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, thanks very much.
This is the map.
Okay. Any other questions, Councillor White?
No.
Okay. Is there anybody else who has not registered but would like to speak in support of this application? Is there anybody else who would like to speak in support of this application? Hear none? The there's nobody registered at this point, registered in opposition. Is there anybody who'd like to register, whose name has not been called, who wishes to register in opposition? Anybody who wishes to register in opposition? Hear none. Is there anybody who would like to register to receive information? Receive information? Hear none. The applicant is back for a moment. If you have any further questions, Councillor Wyatt, hear none. You may step down.
Thank you.
I'm going to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'm going to move that receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
I'm going to move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred and forwarded on to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority rezoning process.
All those in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
Supporting reasons are that this is a process done with the it came forward from the, actually it was the administration that came forward to the committee to request the change that the zoning on the north side of Pandora was still, some areas were still listed as M1, which is industrial, and to be consistent with the entire area, which is right now commercial or residential. And it was coming out of the process for the plan development overlay, which for downtown Transcona to improve the entire area. So so this will be a an improvement in the area by having a consistent zoning, plus ensure that the north side of Pandora is the uses are commercial or residential, not industrial, which is consistent also with the Transcona Yard secondary plan. So I'm going to move those reasons.
All right. Motion has been heard. All those in favor? Opposed?
And
carried.
I'll move that the hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council.